Since the start of Russia's war, President Putin has threatened to flick the switch on the world's power supplies. Overnight, NATO pledged to provide more weapons to Ukraine and fix critical energy infrastructure.
If we let Putin win, all of us will pay a much higher price for many years to come. Because then the lesson learned for President Putin and other authoritarian leaders is that they can achieve their goals by using brute force.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. But it's not just Ukraine facing rolling blackouts. Just south of the conflict sits the landlocked nation of Moldova. Its 2.5 million population is reliant on Moscow for gas and Kyiv for energy. Sergei Tofilat is a financial and energy analyst at Community Watchdog Think Tank and a former advisor to the Prime Minister, and he joins me now from Moldova. Welcome to the program.
Hello, thanks for having me.
What's the current situation in terms of power supply to Moldova? How frequent are blackouts?
Well, Moldova and Ukraine are connected to the same power grid, and just recently in March this year, we managed to synchronize, actually to connect to European power system. So now every time when Russian missiles strike Ukraine, the few power lines which connect us to the European power grid are disconnected automatically. So this happened twice within the last few weeks, and we face blackouts, rolling blackouts for more than 6 hours.
Why is Russia targeting Moldova?
They are actually not targeting Moldova, but because they destroy the Ukrainian power system, and this affects the stability of the Ukrainian grid. The power lines which connect Ukraine, Moldova to European power system, they disconnect automatically, and we face a shortage of electricity. So we face blackouts in both Ukraine and Moldova because we are part of the same system.
At the start of the week, Russian energy giant Gazprom had threatened to further reduce natural gas to Moldova, but they've since backed down. What were they saying? Why were they saying it? And what's changed?
Well, for Putin, gas is a weapon, a political weapon, to blackmail European Union, which relied very much on Russian gas. More than 40% of the gas consumption in EU was supplied by Gazprom. And we saw that this year, Gazprom managed to disconnect a number of European countries from gas supply, including Finland, Poland, Germany, Bulgaria, and so on and so forth. Putin would like to disconnect Moldova from gas supply in an attempt to undermine the pro-European government. The thing is that Moldova is able to purchase gas and electricity from other sources, but the most will be hurt the breakaway Transnistrian region, which is occupied by the Russian army. So a part of Moldova is occupied by Russian troops since 1992. And they exist only due to gas subsidies provided by Gazprom. So that's why Putin cannot disconnect us from gas supply, because he will lose the control over the breakaway region.
Will people in Moldova need to conserve energy this winter, or will the government roll out targeted measures and subsidies to help people struggling?
People already rationalize the consumption of both electricity and gas because the bills are very high and the income is much lower than in the European countries. For instance, the average salary in Moldova is about $550 a month. This is before taxes. While, let's say, in Germany, the person is considered to be poor if the monthly income is below 1,200 euro. So the income of Moldovan population is much lower, and we need subsidies. So people are saving energy and gas as much as they can.
Putin's men are fighting the war in Ukraine, but the Russian army still occupies that breakaway territory that you mentioned in the east of Moldova. How have tensions flared here since the start of the war? What's the situation like there?
This is an interesting situation because the so-called Transnistrian authorities try to be as silent as possible without promoting the Russian narratives about Ukraine. They try to preserve neutrality, understanding them that from a logistical point of view, Russia is not able to supply anything to the to this breakaway region. So they understand that any move will mean for them just disappearing, because Ukrainian troops are ready to confront any Russian troops located in Transnistria. But there is no willingness in the Transnistrian region to fight Ukraine. They understand it's going to be a fail and they will just be destroyed.
Is there a sense of nervousness in Moldova, given you are so close to this conflict, and there is obviously not only in the power supply, but just in terms of security? What is the sense? How are people feeling?
Well, in the first days, people were afraid that Russia might conquer the southern part of Ukraine and create a kind of a corridor towards Transnistria and Moldova. Indeed, some people were afraid. At the same time, with the passing of time, we saw that Russian troops are dealing worse and worse, and Ukraine has shown a great deal of resistance. So now the situation is much safer here. At the same time, we have a number of Moldovan veterans who fought Russian army some 30 years ago in Transnistria. And now those military veterans are fighting on Ukrainian side, defending Moldova's independence. So actually now Ukraine is also fighting for our independence as well.
Is there a chance the current energy crunch could drive these troops out of the region and reunify Moldova?
Actually, now we have the window of opportunity to settle the Transnistrian conflict, to fix this problem and to reunite the country. Just like Germany had this opportunity some 30 years ago. This breakaway region in Transnistria survives only due to free gas supplies, gas subsidies from Gazprom. And sooner or later, this gas subsidy will come to an end. And the only chance for Transnistria will be Moldova, will be Chisinau, the capital of Moldova, and our government. At the same time, for Moldova, it's a huge burden from financial point of view and administrative point of view, because you have to have people and skills to begin administer that territory. So given the very high prices for gas and electricity, which will maintain for the next 2 to 3 years, this is a huge burden for us and we'll need external funding and assistance to deal with this difficult task. But again, every crisis comes with opportunities. And I think it's a great opportunity to reunite the country.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Sergei Tofilat is a financial and energy analyst at Community Watchdog, which is a local think tank, and a former advisor to the Prime Minister. And you're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.